Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Right, thanks, guys. Yeah, we're just about to start the W3 race. Christ W2 right at the top of the river. Lucy Cavan, Husel W1 combined next, then Keys W2, Corpus Christi W1, Trinity Hall W2. We've had a good couple of days so far. Magdalen W2, Murray Edwards W2, St. Cat's W2, Selwyn W2, Girton W2, Emmanuel W3, Newnham W3, First and Thurs W2, Pembroke W3, Anglia Ruskin W1, Fitz W2, Jesus W3, and the Sandwich Boat, Sydney Sussex W2. They're off over here. At the top of the river, it doesn't look like Christ W2 have gone into a great start. I can't see, but Lucy Cavan, Hughes Hall seem to be gaining quite rapidly. And then behind them, Keys W2 gaining on them. There's only a length between them, I'd say. And then behind them, Corpus Christi W1 have taken a very inside line compared to the rest of the boats. They seem to be gaining some whistles as they go past. There's a great variation in the lines. Here coming past me now, Murray Edwards W2. There's only half a length between them and Magdalen W2. And then clear water between Murray Edwards W2 and St. Cat's W2. There's a great divide in this division by the looks of things between the top and the bottom. St. Cat's W2 being gained on by Selwyn W2 right here, as I see in front of me. There's only a length between them. Again, some clear water back between them and Girton W2. Girton W2, there's a possibility of a bump here. Alia, are you at a grassy corner? Is anything happening there?
Yeah, I can see Christ coming round first post corner. There's a pretty big distance, it looks like, between them and who. It looks like there's half a length between Christ and Lucy Cam. It looks like there's some overlap. This is a pretty interesting one to watch. Looks like we could have a bump quite soon.
Sorry to interrupt. Alia, Girton W2 have just been bumped by Emma W3 right at the start. That's Emma W3 have bumped Girton W2. Sorry, back to you, Alia. That's
right in front of me, I can see Keys have just bumped. Keys have just been bumped by Corpus Christi. And at the same time, I can see that Christ has just been bumped by Lucy Cav. So it's all happened quite quickly here. Boats have pulled over. I can see Trinity Hall in W2 in the gut, just coming around the corner in the lead up to Grassy. Then behind them, we can see Cats W2 just turning the corner, hotly pursued by Stalin. And Cats have just conceded. You can see the Cox's hand going up. They've just been bumped by Stalin W2. And the car is going well. We can just see coming by here, Tit Hall Rain Park. Jack, what's going on where you are?
Yeah, more action back at the start line, Alia. This all happened just before the railway bridge, so I did miss it. But Fitz have been... Sorry, let me just get this right. Anglia Ruskin have bumped up on, I think, Pembroke W3. I'm pretty sure that is the case. I'll just confirm. Anglia Ruskin have definitely pulled over, and it looks like Pembroke W3 are in front of them. Yeah, it is Pembroke W3. Anglia Ruskin now pulling over to the near.
To Alia.
There's also been...
To Alia.
Back to you, Alia. I'll just confirm what's happened here at the start. Back to you, Alia.
I can just see Newnham W3 coming around first place corner leading up to Grassy. Holly pursued by first and third W2, which suggests that on station, there's still quite some distance between them. One whistle, so there's one length between them now. First and third still pushing in quite tightly on Newnham. About three quarters of a length at the moment. But it looks like Newnham are still making good ground. Looks like they're going to make it away from them. Pushing an extra length. The distance seems to be widening between them, actually, at the moment. They're just coming round past. distance between them.
To Jack.
I can hear the whistle going. That's one length. And Jack, what can you see?
Yeah, sorry, Alia. Just a quick update. Back at the start line before Railway Bridge. A very quick bump for Jesus W3. They bumped up. Jesus W3 bumped up Fitz W2. So good result for them to say that yesterday they were at the bottom. They were the sandwich boat. So now they've bumped up again. Back to you, Alia.
Not much going on here at the moment. Just waiting. I'm just going to see who it is that's coming around the corner here. It looks like... it looks like Jesus W3 are actually pulling around up to Grassy. Sydney W2, that is, rowing over. Sorry about that. Rowing up through First Course Corner to Grassy. Doesn't look like they've
Emily?
Got anything to hit, but they're the sandwich boat. And to Emily at Ditton, what can you see?
Emily? So Trinity Hall W2 have just rowed past and they look to be rowing over very strongly. But now we've got Newnham coming round Ditton Corner, closely followed by first and third. There's about a half length in it. They've got two whistles and first and third are taking a tight line around Ditton Corner and appear to still be gaining on Newnham. This looks like there may well be a bump on the long reach. Both crews are really going for it. Jack, can you see them coming round onto the reach?
Thank you, Emily. Yes, I'm here on the long reach. I can see Trinity Hall rowing past me now. They're going to row home comfortably now. They've got the, well, half the long reach between them and Newnham behind them. And I can just see Newnham coming into view now. I can't judge distances quite yet, though. So it looks like they're very close, though. I can't quite hear the commotion coming around yet. But just a quick rundown. It looks like we've got two bumps at the top. Lucy Cav, Hughes all combined have bumped up on Christ W2, and Keith W2 have bumped up on Corpus W1. Now, looking at them coming onto the long reach, it looks from here that they're side by side, which means that Newnham have pulled over towards the south bank, and it looks like first and third W2 have pulled towards this north bank nearer to the towpath here as to try and get an overtake on them. I think the bow ball of the first and third W2 boats around the fifth seat of the Newnham boat from here, but I still am very far away from it. First and third W2 bumped up yesterday. They're going to be looking to bump up again. Newnham rode over yesterday after bumping on the first day. And it looks like first and third W2 might get an overtaking bump here, but Newnham are making them work incredibly hard for it. And it looks like now that whilst Newnham are at the south bank, first and third W2 boat, it looks like they're... We could have a clash of blades before long. The gap, they pulled off a little bit actually, Newnham. The bow ball of the first and third W2 boat is now only level with the number two of Newnham. So we have definite overlap. There's no doubt about that. It's just the distance of the overlap. The Newnham Cox is trying to get them to go away. They are going to make first and third work incredibly hard for this. And before long, we're going to have some blades clashing. The blades... Oh, no! And the number seven of the first... Yeah, I think we're going to have to call that one as a bump. We're going to have to call that one as a bump. Yeah, first and third W2 have bumped up on Newnham W3 in quite a strange bump in the sense that the number seven... Well, first and third, W2, actually gave the Newnham Cox a bit of a whack around the head with her blade. I'm not sure. I don't think that was intended, but that's how they managed to get the bump. I said there was going to be blades clashing. It wasn't blades clashing. It was a blade colliding with a head. That must be quite painful for the Newnham Cox there. So I think we'll be able to call this division now with some provisional results. I just want to check one thing. Jack, if you're still on the line, can I confirm whether Murray Edwards W2 bumped up on Maudlin W2?
Jack, to be honest with you, I didn't see Maudlin being bumped by Murray Edwards W2.
Okay.
As they went round First Post Corner, I saw
Emily?
Murray Edwards W2 taking a slightly off outside line, but I think, Emily, do you have any news on that?
Emily? Yeah, so Magdalen are just rowing past me now without greenery, and actually I can just see coming into Ditton are Murray Edwards, who have got greenery in their hair, so I can confirm that Murray Edwards 2 bumps up on Magdalen 2.
Thank you, Emily. So we are going to run down with provisional results in this division then. At the top, Christ W2 got bumped by Lucy Cavendish, Hughes-Hall combined W1. Keys W2, unfortunately, it was a bad day for them again. They got bumped down again. They're on for spoons tomorrow after they got bumped by Corpus Christi W1. Trinity Hall W2 row over. Magdalen W2, again, a bad day for them. They got bumped down again by Murray Edwards W2. That means that Magdalen W2 are on for spoons tomorrow, whilst Murray Edwards W2 are on for their blades. St. Cat's W2, they're on for spoons tomorrow as well. This is going to be a division to watch tomorrow for all those spoons and blades. St. Cat's W2 got bumped down by Selwyn W2. Girton W2 got bumped down by Emma W3, which means that the Girton crew are on for their spoons as well. Unum W3, just up on the long reach, got bumped down by first and third W2. After the first and third W2, number 7 gave the Unum Cox a bit of a whack around the head with her blade. The Pembroke W3 boat got bumped down. They're on for spoons tomorrow after they got bumped by Angular Ruskin W1, who are looking incredibly strong and are probably going to get their blade tomorrow. Fitz W2 got bumped down by Jesus W3. And Sydney W2, the sandwich boat, they row over. So we'll go and get some confirmed results and we'll be back with you soon. Back to the studio.
Thanks very much.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
One, two. Rowing in the May Bumps, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
It's 97.2 Cam FM for the results update. Here is Jack.
Hello, Mike. Thank you very much. Yes, we have got confirmed results. And we're getting quite good at this because the provisional results we called are the confirmed
Woo-hoo!
Results. So I'll just run through those again for you. Christ W2 got bumped by Lucy Cavendish, Hughes Hall W1. Keys W2 got bumped down by Corpus W1. That means Keys are on for their spoons tomorrow. Trinity Hall W2 rowed over. They're one of two boats that rowed over in this division. Murray Edwards W2 bumped up on Magdalen W2. Murray Edwards W2 are on for their blades tomorrow, whilst Magdalen W2 are on for their spoons. Selwyn W2 bumped up on St. Cat's W2. That means St. Cat's W2 are on for their spoons tomorrow. Girton W2 are also on for their spoons tomorrow. They got bumped by Emmanuel W3. Then we had the very strange bump on the long reach. I'm just going to clarify. When first and third W2 bumped up on Unum W3, it was very weird. They were kind of on either side of the bank. Then the Newnham Cox decided to take a really, really odd line and try and call back in, which made it easier for the first and third W2 crew to bump up. And I got my boat the wrong way around. The number two blade of the first and third crew actually collided with the Newnham Cox. So that's first and third W2 bumping up on Newnham W3. Angular Ruskin are on for their blades tomorrow after they bumped Pembroke W3, who are on for their spoons. Fitzwilliam W2, another bad day for a Fitz boat. They got bumped down by Jesus W3 and Sydney W2. The sandwich boat rowed over. Back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Jack. Absolutely exciting race, especially when head injuries are involved. I hope the Newnham Cox is feeling better after that. They are sharp things, by the way, those blades. There's been previous... Well, I've seen broken ribs in that competition several times in the 10 years we've been doing it. Decapitated swans has been known to happen as well. So, you know, it's not without its risks, and I think that's why they instituted the rule after, you know, grassy corner. If there's an overlap, if you overlap your bow ball past the cocks, then they have to concede, because that stops people enthusiastically ploughing into each other. So, yes, it's not the world's most safe race. But very exciting. Hope the Newnham Cox is okay. If you are listening from Newnham Boat Club, let us know. Give us an update so we're not all worrying about you. That would be quite nice. Okay, studio at camfm.co.uk. Keep sending in your messages. Simon, there's one for you there.
Rocks equals geology, though. Not all geography, apparently.
Not all geography.
So I'll take that on board. We'll
right.
Watch the YouTube video that they've sent later.
Yeah, let's do that.
Maybumps. Cam FM.